Today on Gardening in a Minute, screening undesirable views. Even the best yard can have a less than perfect view. Maybe you live on a busy street, or you find yourself staring at your neighbor's trash can more often than you'd like. If so, try screening the view. You could erect a fence or plant a hedge, but you shouldn't feel limited to these traditional options. Tall ornamental grasses work great as screens. They fill in quickly and have interesting texture that extends through the winter months. Another option is a vine-covered trellis. These can be constructed of wood, vinyl, or even metal cabling strung between upright supports. An evergreen vine will create a year-round screen. And remember containers, too. A grouping of potted plants can easily screen smaller items like utility pumps or compost bins. For more information about screening undesirable views, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, indoor edible gardens. If you don't have space outside to have a garden, an indoor edible garden may be for you. You can grow indoor gardens hydroponically or in a container with soil. The simplest form of indoor gardening is to grow plants in front of windows that receive a lot of sunlight. Windows that face south and west usually receive enough light to grow leaf and root vegetables such as beets, carrots, lettuce, onion, and radishes. Grow lights are a more effective way to produce indoor crops. You can purchase complete kits or make your own. Grow lights allow you to control the amount of light your plants receive and let you grow fruit crops like tomatoes and strawberries. You can grow all year with an indoor edible garden. For more information about edible gardens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, citing compost. Composting is a great way to turn kitchen scraps and yard waste into what gardeners call black gold. But before you start composting, it's important to pick a good site. Choose a spot that's easy for you to get to so that you'll be inclined to add new material and to turn the compost on a regular basis. You might want to place your compost where it won't stand out to your neighbors. Also, make sure that the hose can easily reach the site, since the compost needs to be moist for the magic to happen. If you use a covered bin, it'll be easier for the pile to retain moisture during the hot but dry months in the early summer. And speaking of summer, be sure to pick a shady spot if you don't want to feel the heat while you're tending the compost. For more information about compost and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, broccoli. Broccoli is a tasty vegetable that's easy to grow in the home garden. Here in Florida, broccoli can be grown during the coolest months of the year. If you're in North Florida, plant your seeds or transplants no earlier than mid-August and continue through February. In South Florida, transplant September through January. As with all vegetables, make sure that your broccoli plants get plenty of sun, water, and nutrients. Keep in mind that you'll need to protect the plants from frost, especially when they're small. Harvest the central heads when they're still tight and compact with no open flowers. Then continue to harvest the side shoots as they mature. Enjoy this nutritious vegetable steamed, sautéed, or fresh from the garden. For more information about broccoli and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, circling roots on trees. As a tree grows, its roots are supposed to radiate outwards. But in some cases, roots circle around the root ball or base of the trunk and cause serious problems. Circling roots can prevent a tree from developing a strong and balanced root system, affecting its ability to withstand high winds during storms. They can also girdle a tree, cutting off its flow of water and nutrients and eventually killing it. Help prevent these problems by carefully inspecting the roots of new trees at planting time. Cut back any circling roots with pruning shears and use a sharp shovel or knife to shave off the outer half inch of the root ball. With a little effort now, you'll help your new tree get off to a healthy start. For more information about trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.